Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
Nice job, Gary.
Where did you find that song?
The Muppet Show with John Denver.
I was going to say, that's definitely John Denver.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
So we just learned something about Gary. He watches the Muppets.
Oh, nice. Yeah, there you go.
Muppets are hilarious. Are you kidding me? Oh.
Well, before we get to protecting our winter crops, let's back up and talk about the climate zones in Arizona.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We've got a lot of different elevation changes, and do we hit all different climate zones on the scale?
No, we don't. No. We're in USDA climate zone 6 through 8 here in Arizona. Really, the easiest thing to do, Arizona Department of Agriculture and Life Sciences, the Cooperative Extension, has a document out there online. It's document AZ-1673, and I just typed in AZ-1673, Arizona Climate Zones, and this document comes up and talks about the different climates that we have in our strait, all the way from 6, which is a much cooler one, you know, that's up in the Flagstaff area, down to 10, which is here in the desert. And really, you're growing different things in the different areas. So
those are our different zones.
Mm-hmm.
Step one would be finding what zone you're in. Look up through, you know, there's a lot of different resources out there that you can look up the history of weather and get an idea for, you know, what's your coldest and warmest temperatures. That'll give you an idea of what kind of protection do we need to build. Protecting against a 24 degree is a whole lot different than protecting against 24 inches of snow.
Exactly. Or even, you know, what we get here. You know, on a really cold year here in the Phoenix metropolitan area, you know, it'll get down to 24, but, you know, it hasn't done that in a few years, as we talked about earlier. So there's, you know, there's really one of the big things that I do at the urban farm is I don't plant things that need to be protected. So I'm only growing things that are growing when they're supposed to be protected. So that's, you know, that's our, you know, all the brassicas, everything that we talked about earlier that's available on my planting calendar at plantingcalendar.org. If you just go and, you know, follow that planting calendar, you're going to know what to plant for the low desert. And in other areas of the state, you know, other planting care that the cooperative up in Prescott and Flagstaff have their own planting calendar for what to plant when. And really,
a lot of it goes around greenhouses that high.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that, you know, that's one of the other things I wanted to, you know, kind of touch on. Is when you do want some protection, a couple of reasons to have a greenhouse. Hoop house, another thing that you can build, which is just plastic over, you know, PVC. Or just, you know, you can put frost cloth over, you know, over your tree, over your gardens like that. So, you know, there's many differences that you do. The severity of the, you know, the cool that you get. So that's really my first thing is observe. You know, you've heard that from me before. Observe what you have to deal with and then go manage for what you have to deal with. And what you have to deal with here in Phoenix is, you know, 32, 33, 34 degrees right now, which for all of the coal crops, all of the winter crops, it's just not a problem.
And we're at about the 1800 elevation to 25, depending on what areas and against the mountains you're at.
Mm-hmm.
You get into Tucson, you're a little bit higher elevation.
Tucson's real similar. You know, southern Arizona, pretty much the planting calendar that I put out, I put it out about 15, 18 years ago. It's for the low desert, which is, you know, basically Cave Creek south to, you know, essentially the Mexican border. Now there's other things, places like in Patagonia that it probably wouldn't work, but
you're getting back up into the 4,000 elevation
exactly.
In the mountains on southern Arizona. So
right.
There's elevation's a big part, but that, again, is going back to your climate zones and finding out where you're at.
Right.
Establish your plan from there. So
that's step number one, you know, really observe, find out what your climate zone is. And then for me, I only plant what is appropriate for my climate zone in the season we're talking about.
And we have a texter that says they're in Phoenix wanting to know, do tomatoes apply to that?
Absolutely, they apply to that. And I usually tell people for tomatoes, the window for tomatoes here in the low desert is February to about June. That's when we get our best production. And the earlier that you can get them in, the better they're going to do. You will want to be, if you're starting these tomatoes from seeds, you want to be starting them from seed right now indoors. And I usually put them out about the second week of February for the best success. And if you start tomatoes now, you should have a 1 gallon size tomato by then.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you'll have nice sized tomatoes by then. All that being said, the last couple of years, if we would have put tomatoes out in December, they would have done just fine. Again, because we didn't get our cold.
Now, how do you start your seeds inside? I have tried those little biscuits.
Peat pots, yeah. Uh-huh. Peat pots are, cocoa
beans. Do you have success with those? I've not been a fan of them.
Well, so starting seeds inside is a bit of a challenge. We'll start with that next segment.
Along with our callers who've lined up and want to talk, have questions about our climate zone from the USDS. We've got Pete that wants to talk about oranges. We've got Texters that want to talk about oranges. Great questions. All here at Rosie on the House.
Bring it on.